Now, sure.
Hi, welcome to Hello Dysfunction, episode 293. The kids need to shut up.
Oh, I'm Crystal. Fucking
I'm Patafria.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
Here we are. We're dancing. Listen to the ambiance.
The noisy fucking crispy campfire. Yes.
It's the loudest candle ever to exist. Because holy shit.
Those other ones were doing that too. Is it the brand or is
it? I think so. And they have wooden wicks instead of like a little string wick.
Okay. That's probably
so it's literally a campfire in a cup.
Yeah. Okay. Nice. That makes sense. It's very crackly.
Mm-hmm.
We've been kind of not talking about it as much, but Israel is decimating Gaza again. It's no coincidence, I believe, that they did this carpet bombing the night before the fucker was supposed to testify in his war crime case, trial, whatever it is.
They're just a terrorist state, dude, and like, we're no better.
No.
We're not, and you know, we try not to fucking talk about it all the time, but trust me, we talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
And how do you not? How do you not? They're literally bombing the entire Middle East. Like,
they're like, ceasefire who? Ceasefire, what's that? Never heard of it. Yeah, it's very depressing. It's still continuing over a year later.
And it really is about annihilation.
The media, like, play such a huge part in all of this. Like, I saw someone talking earlier just saying, like, if the media was doing what they actually should be, this shit would have ended a long time ago.
Reporting honestly.
Oh, yeah. If it was honest and you know, factual.
Not this
journalism.
Right. Not this one-sided
propaganda bullshit.
Bullshit where, oh, Hamas does this and Hamas does that. Dude. It's literally like every accusation is a confession at this point.
For sure.
And it's devastating. It's heartbreaking. Like,
also, like, stop calling it targeted bombing. The whole Gaza Strip is the target. Like, don't act like this is calculated.
A Palestinian is a target.
Yeah, this is not calculated in any way. They're not being careful about it. Like, all that bullshit goes out the window. Like, stop that shit.
I saw a reel where they were saying, of course, it was like, you know, bullshit lies, but they were saying that babies haven't been killed. They're fake babies. And I'm like, we're so past this, dude.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
The death toll.
It's been documented.
Hundreds of thousands.
Since day one, it's been documented. Like, the people are not pulling out fake babies. Like, that's insulting to even fucking say. Like, the disrespect.
And anybody at this point who still does not believe that Israel is the problem, the monster, the aggressor, and that we are complicit, it's intentional. A, you're lazy and don't
do any research on your own.
Or read history, you know, learn history, or you know the other one.
Or you're racist and you're committed siding with Israel.
Yes.
So maybe stand on it and just say that so that I know where you stand.
I won't respect you, but I would appreciate it so much more if you just say
it's a problem for me when I see people fucking dogging Trump on their social media every single fucking day, but not whispering a word about this or any of the other
Congo.
Yeah, like no one else matters. Like, you're only talking about this Trump shit. No other you know, issues that are going on globally matter to you. Like, that's hella disturbing to me.
And I've seen people say, and in defense to that, I've seen people say, well, how can we worry about everywhere else when home is all fucked up?
I do.
But it's all connected.
It's all connected for sure. But and we're responsible for most of it, yes. If not all of it. Actually, all of it to some capacity. Mm-hmm. But like, it's very possible to be angered about or care about more than one thing at a time. Like, it's very possible.
Because I don't think American it's lives not either are up or. Here.
No.
And like, Congolese lives are down here.
No, that's like, if that's your mindset, it's time crazy. To reflect. It's time to self-reflect because you should be worried about everyone equally. Right. And if you're not, your way of thinking is fucking disturbed, warped. Like, that shit is weird.
And I know I speak from a place of fucking extreme privilege.
Yeah.
As a white lady, I know that.
And we feel guilty about the privilege we have. We would hand over the privilege that we have if it meant people being equal. And not enough people have that attitude.
Yeah. I saw where good old fucking liberal women were fucking writing 86-47 on pieces of money, American right. currency.
Yeah, because that's...
What the yeah, fuck is that doing?
Yeah, right. Because that really does something. That's really a statement.
It's very bothersome. It's very performative. It's kind of like the fucking pink pussy hats. Yeah, the fucking that type of stuff. Like,
right. You don't really care. You care about white feminism. If you,
thank you. And if you really don't know how to fucking do something that is not performative, donate money. Yeah. Donate money to organizations that do know what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And there's no shame in that. Like, we don't expect everybody to have the answers and know what to do in a situation like this. Our hands are tied. There's only so much you can do, but money always helps.
And I do expect the people that I communicate with or surround myself with to give a fuck. And if you don't, that's a problem.
Yeah.
It's a big fucking problem at this point. And
it is.
While we have fucking shows like fucking Keeping Up with the Kardashians still on air and Kim K's doing fucking sex photo shoots with fucking Tesla robots. And if
anybody questioned their position on everything that's going on.
If you don't know where the fuck they stand.
If you have not blocked that family, like it says a lot about you if you're still following them, for one. But if you questioned anything about their intentions, where they stand on shit, like they let you know constantly.
She's holding hands with and half naked.
In panties. Yeah.
With her leg up.
And she looks stupid. She don't even look good.
What a time to be alive, man.
It's depressing. I was telling you, I'm ready to check out. It's fucking depressing. And I hate feeling like that. Because I don't just get regular thoughts. I get obsessive thoughts that like my brain is on loop and you know
all it takes is for me to see one thing, think about one thing over there, and literally I'm just gonna hyperfixate. And it just feels
what a privilege
so
it must be to just go on about your day, go get a coffee.
I've had people say I don't look at that because fucking because
it'll
depressing
upset me. Wow, that's really a privilege to be able to live that life and not worry and not care at all about what other people are going through. Genocide. Multiple genocides going on at the same time. Like, let's be nice. I don't want that life, though. I don't want to be oblivious to shit and not care. And I do think that that energy plays a part in how things will play out for you. And I don't want to get all deep into that, but
yeah,
I just think, you know, running through the flowers ignorant is not going to have the good outcome that you want forever.
No.
Maybe for a little while, but it'll catch up.
No. Yeah, it will definitely catch up.
Mark came in here a little while ago and I was like, hi, I got my voice changed. Like, it went up.
His real wife got excited for him to be home.
I said, wait, why did I just get so excited that you were here? Why did I do that voice? That was fucking weird. But I had in my notes.
We don't have to worry about me fucking up the fucking electronic equipment.
Maybe. Yeah. I was like, the tech now equipment. Someone could actually get us going. No, I was in Home Depot earlier and I was wishing that I had a man to borrow. And of course, I thought of him, but he was at work and whatever. I was just taking a break from the dental appointment that I was at with my kid. But I went in there. I went in there to just get some keys made. And then I was like, oh, like there's some supplies I need to get for another project that I'm working on.
Sorry.
So I'm wandering the aisles looking for this material that I need. And I was like getting dirty looks in there. Like, at first I was like, am I just being self-conscious? Because I'm like in here and somewhat lost. So I don't feel confident walking around in here. Is it that? Is my brain playing tricks on me? But no, I would smile at a couple people, men, and they wouldn't smile back. And I think they were looking at me like, you dumb girl. Why are
Get
you
out
in the
of here,
way?
You hoary bitch. Why in are red you? Lipstick? Hello?
No, I didn't have this on. Oh. I was, can you imagine? Oh my God. No, but I was getting looks like, you dumb girl. Why are you in the way? Like, move. And I was like smiling and being nice and like wasn't getting the friendliness.
You see what being nice to men gets you?
Exactly. Either they're shitty or they want to fuck.
Yeah.
It's either way. It's not the outcome I want.
Just a middle nice finger or a wiener
smile
is about
or a
to
nod
pop out.
Would be fine. Yeah. It was stupid. So I was like thinking, these are times when I wish I had a man to take with me somewhere like this that was like confident and like could just take me exactly where, you know, an employee even. Like, that would have been cool.
Pretend to be my man.
I'd settle for that. Like, can you walk with me? I did meet an older man in there that was really nice. And he asked my name. And I told him Pat. And he told me his sister's name was Pat. And I was like, that's great. And then I told him my real name. And I made it awkward because why'd I give a fake name then?
He's like, she's but mentally ill.
He did help me. He was helpful in finding the shit I needed. But yeah, whatever. It was just weird. I was thinking, I wish I had a man to borrow right at this moment.
Yeah. They're handy for some stuff.
Occasionally. Yeah. I don't trust dentists, especially ghetto ass dental offices. I'm just going to put that out there again. I just don't, because I took my kid to this appointment today and they were there. They got a root canal, right? And so they had a temporary filling in it. And so they were there to get a temporary crown now. All these temporaries, just do what needs to be done. But I guess you can't jump the gun and do that. So they were doing a temporary crown now. And then we got to go again to get the permanent. I don't know, whatever. But we're in there.
Sorry.
That's gross.
It is. But fucking stuck. I now have a sinus infection because of. It is. It's fucked up. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I know being sick triggers that for you. It's horrible. But They okay, so I'm going over the chart or whatever with them, and I'm like, you know, they have braces, so like you got to take the wire off first and blah blah blah. And they're like, oh, there's another tooth that they need extracted, but the dentist recommends that they get an implant because of their age.
Oh, I bet.
What? And then also a cavity needs filled. And I'm like, why did no one mention either of these last visit? It was no word of that, but now you want to remove another fucking tooth? And I was like, yeah, no, we're not doing any extractions here. We'll go somewhere else for that. But also, I need to talk to a coordinator or somebody about his chart and like go over this
shit. And because
shit.
Why is there always a fucking surprise with y'all?
Yes. And my kid proceeds to tell me, I have no pain. I have no holes in my teeth. They haven't told me anything about this. This is the first I've heard. He's like, is this someone else's chart? Like, this is the first I've heard of any of this.
Don't trust them.
So I'm like, you know what? We're not doing that. We're not. And I'm just going to switch to another dental office. Like, because this is like, yeah, no.
Because remember what they did regarding the fucking braces, the surprises they sent him with?
Yeah, yeah. That was Mm-mm. the other side. But still, it's like, y'all are weird.
They're in cahoots.
Yeah. So that's fun, and I don't trust it. And I've watched too many videos about people repairing cavities. If there was the onset of a cavity, like you could do oil pulling. There's other shit you can do to rinse with that you could possibly repair a cavity before it gets to that point. But they didn't even say they saw any signs of any forming.
No, they said he needs a tooth pulled.
And a cavity.
So if he needs a tooth pulled, that's past a root canal.
Yeah. Why
he
would that not
be able
be mentioned?
To feel the damage. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Why would that not be mentioned? And this is a very young kid, like, you know, young adult.
And he said he can't feel anything wrong on his teeth.
Nothing at all. And he like in the mirror and shit, like, no, I see nothing. I feel nothing.
I wouldn't
nothing.
Trust him at all.
No, I'm not.
So that's really shitty.
Yeah. We're going to get out of that dental office.
Mm-mm.
He has insurance now, so it's like there's no point.
Good. Because they're fuckers.
Yeah.
It seems they are assholes.
Yeah.
Speaking of assholes, last night, I took Carolyn to do all her appointments and shit yesterday. And
good.
We're coming out of Safeway. I use my hands for this, but we're coming out of Safeway. I'm going to say now, I'm going to give everybody a warning. Sorry for my mouth noises. This episode, the last two, and probably the next one, I've been sick, sinus infection. It's really fucked up all up in here right now. Yeah. But I just want to give that warning. So we're pulling out of the driveway here, right? And then, you know, there's traffic coming this way and this way. Okay? Mm-hmm. We get the green light. We're going. I'm pulling out of the Safeway driveway. Mm-hmm. This big white van, girl. I'm not even kidding. I start making my turn.
They're about to T-bone you?
Maria, it was so close before he stopped. I could feel the temperature from the vehicle come to, like, I could feel it come out the window. I could smell the smell inside the fucking van. The man stopped, like, fucking 1 foot from my fucking door. I just got over.
Not paying attention, not fucking watching, like, no, your eyes are closed. Like, what's happening?
Had to be of, like, late 50s.
Did you scream?
White dude. Carolyn screamed. I just,
you didn't cuss him out?
No, it scared me so bad. Girl, I just kept going with my heart thumping hella tough. But I had just, that's when I had fucking just did all the pressure points to make my vertigo subside and be okay to drive. And all the cars behind me going both ways were all laying on their horn like, what are you doing?
Oh, he my really, fucking God.
That I'd never been that close to getting T-boned. Like, never. I would have,
like, followed him home.
Oh, my God.
Followed him home or down the street, wherever you're going. Like,
we're girl, he was looking around like he might have been a little tipsy.
Yeah, probably. If you came that close before you hit someone head on, like, they're in front of you. Like, how do you not see?
Mm-mm. Dude. He just went right on through his red light. Thank
God they didn't hit you.
Yeah. That was a little life flasher before your eyes.
Something I'm not happy about. I've been mad about this before. I may have complained about this before, but I'm not sure. you have to pretend you're asleep in order to fall asleep. And that makes me feel hella stupid. And that pisses me off. So, like, I don't think about it as much if I'm really tired. Because I'll be tired enough to just not care.
Yeah.
But if I'm not fully tired enough, I feel like a fucking asshole pretending to be asleep.
So.
Until the real sleep kicks in. It pisses me the fuck off.
Do you fall asleep with no TV? Mm-hmm. Oh, see, I can't. Mm-hmm. I don't fall asleep like that. I have to be distracting myself to fall asleep. If I lay
there. You gotta play tricks on yourself.
Yes. Yeah, I have to trick my own self into going night-night like a toddler. Because.
Oh, my God.
If I laid there in quiet in the dark. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I'll be getting up and down. I have like 30.
If the TV's on.
Shit's going through my head.
I shouldn't be eating fucking mints right now. If the TV's on, I won't stop listening.
It's all right. I'm snorting all through this episode, bitch, like a hog.
This is the noisemaker episode. Yeah. We're trying to see how crazy we could drive y'all. No, but I won't tune out. If music or fucking the TV is on or whatever, I'm going to lay there.
You hyper focus on it?
Hell yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. So I need the TV as, like, background noise to fall asleep, and then I have to be playing a game.
Until you conk out.
Yes.
You're really weird.
I can't, unless I'm, like, uber tired.
Then I'm cutting everything off.
Oh, no.
Me and Peas are saying our prayers.
No.
Then I'm going to lay there and do mine for a minute because mine take longer, and then I have to keep apologizing because I'm getting distracted, and I start thinking about fucking serial killers and rapes and shit, and I have to be like, sorry, you know how my brain works, don't fucking take that personal. I am focused, I'm sorry.
Sorry, God, you're no better than anybody else.
I'm sorry, you know, sorry. How I work, you know where my heart is. Do not take this as I'm like bored or you're not like, into
my
this
bedtime prayer takes 36 minutes.
It does. And I'm like, you know, I'm into that. I am taking this seriously. I am into this. My brain just be as fucking drifting. Yes. And so I have to like reel myself back in 10 times during my prayers. And then at some point I fall asleep. But if I get to the end and I finish and I'm just like, okay, now I'm laying here and I don't fall asleep during prayer time. Yeah, I feel fucking dumb. And I'm laying there and I'm like, you're a fucking asshole, bitch. You ain't sleep. You don't even look like you're asleep. Like, I'd be like feeling mad because I'm pretending and I'm not convincing myself. And I'm like, you're an asshole.
Get up. If we ever sleep in the same establishment again, I'm going to say, stop pretending. I'm going to fuck with you. Are you over there pretending to go to sleep?
Yes. So I'm laying there with my eyes closed and I'm pretending for hella long until the real sleep kicks in.
That's so dumb.
It's so fucking dumb, right?
It's almost as dumb as having to trick my own self. Like, I'm not in control, but I'm not, apparently.
Yeah, I wish I could just flip a switch or like wear myself out to the point that it's like immediate all the time.
People like Mark are unreal. There's times laying there, I want to just punch the bed hard so that he startles awake because it's so unfair. Because
he falls into deep sleep.
His head hits the pillow, 3 seconds
out. I mean, I used to be like that. I still am sometimes if I really wear myself out. Sometimes after we record, I'm able to do that. If I'm out at a social setting and I'm really exhausted from interactions and shit, those times I hit the pillow hard. But I used to be able to fall asleep sitting up and shit. Like, you know, during lash appointments, for some reason, I'm able to, like, disassociate to the point that I can.
If I'm really tired, I can fall asleep sitting up. Yeah. I've had to sleep sitting up so much. But, like,
it's not all the time.
Typically, I need something on.
Them days when I've had caffeine just a little bit too late or something, and I'm just like, fuck, this is going to be dumb shit. Pretend sleep.
It's going to be about 20 minutes of pretending. Of
pretending and fucking up your prayers.
Hide and seek with my eyeball.
So stupid. So stupid. So let me know in the comments or let me know if you guys do that too. Do you pretend yourself to sleep?
Or do you have to distract yourself with 15 things like myself?
Speaking of sleep, the other day I woke up and I had a text and I was all like out of it because I slept in a little later than usual. I was happy about that. But I had like text messages that I had missed, one of which was Mama getting her motherfucking
bones freaked
by some 20-year-old, however old he was.
That video is fucking fabulous.
My niece and my sister are in a group text, and I see I had some messages from them. And I'm like, what's going on? I open it, and it's a video. And I didn't watch the video yet, but I see my niece talking about, y'all get y'all mama. And I'm like, what is this? And I fucking press play.
I had to watch it twice.
I was wondering if you realized that was her.
Not the first round. The second round, I was like, oh my God.
So at first, I didn't realize it was her because I see this young dude. And I'm like thinking,
it's some dirty is this dancing. Like
a TikTok or something? It didn't click, right? So sometimes, you know, we'll send shit to each other like, look at mama or whatever. And it'll be like a video from off the internet. And it clicks. I'm watching this dude and he has like a microphone and he's like freaking somebody and shit. And it clicks and I'm like, that is mama. Like, what the fuck is going on? Where is this? She called herself going to like a paint and sip somewhere.
What kind of paint and sip? That's a paint and freak.
It was a freak off. And he had a microphone. He was like S-blinding on her. Early 20s. They're freaking each other. Then he picks her up. What are you fucking doing?
And she was just ear to ear grin. Dude.
You was out being grown. You was being fucking grown. So
dirty I'm dancing. Like,
I tell my sister and them, I'm calling the cops. And I send that little fucking meme of that black dude with glasses that's on the phone with his little shirt tucked in. And I send that. And I'm like, I'm calling them right now.
She
proceed to was call
minding
her.
Her business.
She knew it was some bullshit because she answered the phone laughing.
I love her so
And I was
much.
Like, ma'am, hello? Stop playing with me. Where I the fuck her. Was you? Who was you with? And what
Who
was happening?
Who recorded that?
Another sister that thought it was okay that she was there with. And so I'm like, I need to know who was there, who's responsible.
What did y'all paint? Wieners?
Right. Yes. Wieners. Right. What kind of sexual, freaky sipping paint was y'all at? This was not. And then I only believe it was a sipping paint because after she told me that, I could see little easels on the table. And I'm like, okay, I didn't even see that at first. What city were you in? Who were you? Who do I have to slap that you were there with? who recorded you laughing is what I want to know. My godmother is like 70. And
looks so good.
Has no business freaking on no young boy.
She's really beautiful still.
Oh, my God. So I'm just like, then she proceeds to tell me, like, he's from out of town. He's already gone. He had to fly back home. I'm like, I don't give a fuck about all that.
She's like, I was talking to him.
I'm mad that you even have all this information about this young man. So I proceed to call her nasty. I tell her he was probably Stinker's age.
You hate her.
Yes. I proceed to tell her I don't appreciate that shit. Who was you with? Because they're in trouble now. You're not allowed to go nowhere. You're not. Don't go out nowhere else. And I need to know before you make plans to go out again.
What city was that?
Girl, Stockton, California.
Not a shocker.
Nowhere near us.
Now I'm not shocked at all.
Nowhere near her.
Right.
And proceeded to drive hours home that night. Like, what is going on? This is a whole plethora of bad decisions.
It was a freaking paint.
It was a freaking paint. I don't even know. I don't think she was drinking, but I know that she drove her ass home. And, like, whoever recorded it thought it was so funny and was laughing. I'm going to have a talk with her.
Oh, I love it.
I'm just like, this is craziness. It was so funny. And my sister and niece was supposed to be there, and they ended up not going.
Were they laughing?
But yeah, they were laughing. But she was like, they wouldn't have stopped nothing. Girl, be glad. Thank your lucky stars that I wasn't there. Because guess who would have stopped it?
I would have encouraged it, mama.
My mama. You are not picking her up off the ground like a rag doll.
And was fucking.
And freaking her. Proceeding to further freak her while suspending her in the air. It was really gross. It was horny. It was really gross and horny. And I don't see her in that light. And I don't want to. You know.
I love her.
That was a rude awakening.
I did
not want to wake up to that. That was some bullshit. So yeah, I had to send that to you today so you had the visual before I talked my shit.
The first time I watched it, I thought it was just like a mama lookalike.
Yeah.
And that's why you sent it.
Yeah.
And so.
And then it clicked. No, that's her.
And then I'm like, wait a minute. Mm-mm. The smile when she was picked up, I was like.
Yeah.
Let me rewind it again.
Yeah, that's her.
I was like, oh, that's mama. That's mama.
Yeah, I thought, do we need to have her as a guest and rip her a new one? Do we need to, you know?
She has a really good voice.
She's a storyteller, for sure. I was on the phone with her for a fucking hour. Of course, she changes the subject after she tells me all the information she has and then went into a bunch of stories. She's a good storyteller. She got some good ones.
I bet.
Yeah.
And she has a very pleasant voice.
Yeah. So I don't know if I've told you guys this about her or if you know this, but like she is Haitian. So like a lot of superstitions that I have and shit came from her at a very young, at like 13, drilled in me from her that I, live with and carry on. She has some very, very interesting stories. She's lived all over. She's from New York. Like, came here, lived in the city, lived in Fillmore for a while, like, been all over. When I lived with her as a kid, we lived right by Hunter's Point. I'm not Hunter's Point. She lived by Hunter's Point at one point, too. But we lived by Crescent Park. So if you're familiar with the East Bay, I lived over there with her as a kid. And we have really good stories from that part of my life, too, and
she's,
with her.
She's one of the most kindest, thoughtful women I've ever met.
She's also a caregiver like Crystal. She always has some elderly patients and stuff that she's taking care of. It's funny because I forget her age and
because
she's always taking care of somebody that's old, you know, and she is like,
you would never look at her and think that was
never
her age.
You could never guess her age. Never. Her skin is like butter. Like you beautiful. Could never ever guess her age. But she's been around.
She's a great woman in that in a great way. Fabulous.
Yeah, I'll share it with you guys in the funny. Highlights so you can see and understand my fucking concerns when you see it.
Something that's not funny that I am going to share. I was like, I'm not going to share this.
What?
I'll share it. I'm not. I'm what? Back and forth.
Oh, you're not? Or you are?
I am. Okay. But I was going back and forth. Mm-hmm. My mouth is so dry. Because it's going to make me sound fucking crazy.
Well,
but
we're already there pretty much. I mean how much further? Place. Yeah. Nothing
so,
new.
So I follow this couple on Facebook. It's a black woman and a white dude. They're both neurodivergent, different types of neurodivergent. They're married. Mm-hmm. They're fucking wonderful. I mm-hmm. love them. They both have great senses of humor. Mm-hmm. He's so goddamn nerdy. She's a little hood. They just work so well together. I mm-hmm. love it. They have a daughter.
Yeah.
When I first started following them, like, maybe a year and a half ago.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. This is distracting me.
Yeah, go ahead. Blow it out. I know I keep hearing it over everything.
Yeah, it's too much. Sorry.
So maybe a year and a half ago, a little less than a year and a half ago, I started following them. Mm-hmm. They each have their own account.
Where are they from?
You know what? I'm not sure. Mm.
You don't follow too close.
Well, it never came up where they were from on the videos I watched.
Okay.
So they have a daughter. Like two or three. And then when I first started following them, she was pregnant, like pretty far along, like 8 months. Mm-hmm. And as I'm following them, she has the baby. It's a girl. I can picture the baby girl in my head.
Don't say this shit got weird.
Exactly what she looks like. I can remember reels that were posted. And then... You know, I didn't see their videos come up for some months. Well, like 3 weeks ago, I've been sitting on this for a minute. Like 3 weeks ago, one of their reels came up. So I'm watching it and she's pregnant again. And I'm like, God damn, they got pregnant back to back, right? She's mm-hmm. like 5 months. And I'm like, holy shit. And then it's... In another reel, comes out they're having a boy. And I keep seeing their oldest kid, but I'm like, where's the other little baby girl they just had? It never happened.
It's the Mandela effect?
I don't know what it is, but this is on this time right now while she's pregnant. Mm-hmm. It's her second pregnancy.
Wait, what do you mean? She's saying it's her second pregnancy?
Or you what I remember never happened. What I remember, Maria, I can see the baby's fucking, I can see the baby in my head.
Are you sure you don't have them confused with another couple?
It's the only one I follow. And I know their names by heart.
Have you asked?
No, because I don't want to sound fucking insane. But I'm like, oh my God. Like,
are they popular to where you could like Google and like ask?
Not
like,
that popular. I'll show you after this, but it's very weird how, like, I remember.
Do you think they lost the baby and you missed that part?
No. 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 Nope.
They talk about this being their first pregnancy?
This is their second pregnancy and it's a boy.
That's what they talk about?
Mm-hmm. It's been said.
Okay, so where's the first pregnancy?
So they have the daughter, but the second child that I remember when I followed them, remember she was pregnant when I said I started following them and with it was the girl.
Yeah.
No. Never happened.
Okay, because now you're confusing me. So they're saying this is their second pregnancy.
Right now.
They are saying that.
Yes.
Where is the first baby?
So they still have... So they still have their first baby.
Okay.
But when I first started following them, they had the first baby and she was pregnant with a girl. And she had the baby. I followed them over a year.
So they should have three and they're saying they have two.
Yes. So.
Okay. You missed that part.
Basically like a glitch in the matrix, I guess.
Okay.
A timeline crossover.
So there should be three. There's only two.
Yes.
Okay.
And if I'm following them. Mm-hmm. I thought this would be their third child, but.
And you're sure that their other kid is not the one. And maybe it was just older that you just didn't remember.
No, I remember a reel of the older daughter with the baby, holding the baby the first time.
Maybe they lost the baby and they're just not acknowledging it like that. I don't know. People grieve differently. Maybe they just don't have that baby anymore. Because what other sense would that make?
I don't know. I don't know.
Maybe something happened during a gap that you missed it. I would search. I'm surprised you haven't got digging.
I did. I did. I dug through all of it because I was like, I am not crazy.
So are you saying there's a glitch in the Matrix?
I don't know. Either that or I'm like Billy's daughter, bro. Like hardcore. That's scary.
That I had a situation like that where I was fucking freaking myself out yesterday.
So this is the third instance of something like this happening. Like,
yeah.
And
has it been all since you got on meds?
No.
Okay.
No. Hmm. But the other two weren't big deals. They can be explained as like other stuff. So those ones, like,
yeah,
I don't even count them. But this one, I remember the reels because I went through and binged when I first found them because I loved them so much and thought they were so funny.
I mean, the only thing I can think, if it's not a glitch in the Matrix, which stranger things have happened, I'm not ruling that out. But if it's not that, I would just say maybe there was some type of tragedy and like they deleted any record of that so that they're not questioned or they're not open to discussing it. Some people do shit like that.
Yeah.
Maybe that could be it. They're just not open for conversations about whatever it is that happened and maybe they don't have.
I'm all, excuse me. Can you please at least tell me?
You just send them a private.
So I do not sleep at night. Think I'm fucking insane. Because, oh my God.
Yeah. I'm not going to encourage you to reach out.
No, I'm not. I'm not. Even I have fucking semi-boundaries.
Maybe search on different, like, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube search, or just a general Google search, like, and see what comes up if anybody else is questioning that. Maybe you can find a thread of that somewhere.
Yeah, because that's originally was my thought. Like, did something happen?
Yeah, that's what I would think.
So I dug through every fucking
room. This is some Berenstain Bears fucking Jiffy peanut butter shit. And it's the Mandela effect. And they're trying to pull a fast one. I believe in that. So.
I do. I believe in.
Yeah, it's just a more modern day version of it.
I just have never experienced anything like that.
Yeah. I have. I mean, I've had weird shit happen, but like, yeah, that would freak me the fuck out.
Yes. It's really bugging me. I want to know.
Something else that really bugged me. I went to see a regular the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I've been working, girl.
A working girl?
I'm a working girl. I've been working. So.
Good job.
But I went to work. Okay. And I went to this person's house and then I was getting ready to leave and I was parked in their garage and I'm leaving and they immediately text me like that sounded gross or something. I'm like, excuse me.
What?
And they're like, your car. And I'm like, oh, it's a hybrid.
What?
And they were like, nah, it sounded gross. And then put like throw up emojis. And I was like, okay, are you fucking dumb? So then I flash. And I'm like, do you think?
But why would it sound gross?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
you're like, I have a nice ass car, bitch.
I don't want to do that. But listen, don't think.
It is a very nice car.
Like, trust and believe there's not a motherfucking thing wrong with that car.
At
like,
all.
Like, my car be getting serviced enough that I would know if something was wrong with my fucking car. But when you start it, it's a hybrid. It sounds different than you would probably expect.
But gross?
But gross. And then to go further to double down and send throw up emojis.
Now you have to pay double next time.
Now
I
cuss you out though. And they wanted a favor. Now I cuss you out and I'm not doing the favor. So I fucking I was like, are you dumb? Like, is that something that you think is appropriate to say to somebody? Because first of all, there ain't nothing wrong with my fucking car. But what part of your brain? And it's annoying because I have another friend that just blurts shit out and doesn't have any social cues and is like fucking stupid and does shit like that. But I never had that experience with this person. So I'm like, I had to really go off. Like, are you fucking stupid? You don't say shit like that to people, first of all. Well, I want to apologize, but I thought something was wrong. Bitch, I just told you why the fuck
but
it sounds
the way
it sounds.
But wait a minute. If you thought something was wrong, why wouldn't you say, hey, your car doesn't sound right?
Exactly.
Are they on the spectrum? Like, not saying.
I'm saying maybe that's what it is, but I went off. When I say I went off, I was just like, you don't say that to people and put throw up emojis. You didn't say it like you were
concerned. Confused at the communication.
Yeah. Right? So was I. But I was thoroughly fucking offended. You didn't say it like you were concerned for my safety. Is something wrong with your car? Is it going to blow up or something?
Right.
No, you said it sounded gross. Oh, that was gross. That sounded gross. And then double down and then put throw up emojis. Don't fucking play with me. Don't play with me.
That's so weird.
Yeah. Yeah, it pissed me the fuck off. So that's going to be in my mental the next time I see them. And
when their wiener comes play out. Oh, that's so gross.
Bitch, that's gross.
Gross.
That's grossy. That's fucking gross, bitch. You thought the way my car started sounded gross. No, that's fucking gross, bitch. Yeah. Yeah. We're gonna play that game.
Grossy.
Yes. Yeah, and I'm gonna do that for effect.
Fucking three times.
Yeah, that shit pissed me the fuck off badly. Oh. So just watch how you word things to people. I don't know. And I was all in a good mood. I was happy. I was paid. And like, what? You just ruined just my so fucking. Weird.
That's how you would communicate.
Yeah.
The car sounded different.
Yeah. And you know, I'm just going to say yeah. Fucker. I'm not going to get ugly about it. You know, I'm not going to turn into a bitch about it. But right. I just, you know, hey, if you ain't heard one, just say that. If you're
unfamiliar with this.
If you're unfamiliar with this, if you ain't been around one of these before.
Just say.
Just fucking say that and I'll understand it better than you fucking putting throw up emojis in my phone.
That's so weird. Fucking toddler.
I'm just going to say. Whatever. I will say about cars, I did go to a lot. Remember I told you last time we recorded I was going to go handle some business for a family member. I did that. We were there. Shout out Leisha. Do you know Leisha you went to school with? Alicia? Not Alicia. Leisha?
Is she blonde?
I think so. She said she went to school with you as a kid.
Jones?
I don't know. I just know Leisha.
Where did you meet her at? And I'll tell you.
At a car lot. I was at a car lot.
She worked there?
No.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
I was at a car lot. I had a hoodie on.
I got a funny story about her.
She's one of us. She's a member, a Hello Dysfunction member.
So if it's the Leisha I'm thinking of, we went to elementary school together, and we did not like each other as kids.
Shut up.
We were both chubby girls.
What?
And
what's she mean?
Or
y'all just had funk.
I don't know. We were fucking both chubby girls. We probably both took shit from everybody. So we took it out on each other. Well, the funny thing was, I remember this one argument we got in, and we were at the tetherball court and we're talking shit to each other. These two little fat blonde girls, right? What? And we're talking shit. And bitch, your mama buys your clothes from Kmart. Bitch, we're both standing there in a floral fucking short culotte romper from Kmart. Both of us in the both exact y'all same one.
Matching?
Yes.
Y'all did not have on the same romper.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. A shorts, and it was like culottes. It meant and to trying look like to
insult each other, and it was probably hella cute. Oh,
I would probably wear it now.
It sounds cute. I would wear
yes,
it.
Yes, yes. As kids, we did not fuck with each other.
Well, she didn't tell me all that.
As adults, yeah. Yes.
Okay, she didn't tell me all that. I love her. She told me you all went to school as kids. And then she told me she's a listener. And then I was like, she was like, what are you doing here? And I was like, did you listen to the last episode? And she was like, I got to catch up. Like, I can't listen with my older kids in the car or my younger kid in the car, but I could listen with my kind of older-ish kids in the car. She's like, so she is a little behind. She needs to catch up. I was like, oh, I mentioned it the other day, but I'm here for, you know, to work some things out with a family member, get some shit out the way, handle some business. And she was like, that's crazy because I had the hoodie on and I was outside. And she was like, Hello Dysfunction, like, is that Pat? Is that you? And I was like, yeah. And I went over and I was talking to her. And you will be proud of me because the salesman that we were working with, of course I had to tell him like what I do for a living, and we were on test drives and shit, and we were talking, and I told him about the show.
Good girl.
And I told him what it's about, and I told him about the community that we built. And I did have to give like a pre whatever. And I was like, if you go on our social media, it's going to look like we're a fairly new show because we're not super social media people. We don't have a team that works on that. We just started doing video late in the game, so we don't have a huge following on social media, but we've been doing this for like 8 fucking years. So he was like, I'm so happy I met you. Like, shout out to him.
I love that.
Ramon, I think was his name. Raman. So he's possibly going to listen. And I was like, we have a 30% male listenership. And I was like, my girl would be so proud of me because I don't talk about this shit. I do not. I said, I probably never would have told you about this show if I didn't have to tell you what I do for a living.
I'm but so glad you did.
My girl would be proud because I broke that shit down and I explained
good
it.
Job.
And we started talking about mental health and he was opening up about his personal situations with mental health and how I was just saying how important it is, how much we want to reduce the stigma, especially for men and men of color. And just, yeah, it was good talk. He was cool. Yeah.
Look at you.
And he was like, I'm so glad I met you. And I was like, thank you. I didn't know if he said that for the commission or because I'm really nice.
Both.
But I'd like to hope it was for both.
That was fucking great.
Great
you
interaction.
You should be proud of yourself.
Yeah. I felt happy that I talked that day. I'm not going to continue it.
It's not going to become a regular thing.
It's not a regular thing when it's not necessary. But if you do need to know what I do for a living. And I told him I was dom too. But
did you?
Yeah, but that ain't going to really help on paper. Right. So, but yeah, it was a nice little visit.
I'm proud that you actually fucking told him what the show is about.
One other thing that I wanted to point out, Credit Karma be having me fucked up.
It be off.
It be off like a motherfucker. But let me tell you, in this situation, it was to my benefit. Some people, it's not to their benefit. But you really can't trust that shit. My credit score, because of credit card usage and shit like that lately, it's been saying that my score was 666 for the past like 6 months. And so I'm moving through life thinking it's 666. It, from Experian, TransUnion, whoever, all
Equifax.
A 710.
Way better than a 6.
Wow. So that was off quite a fucking bit. So in this situation, it was to my benefit. Yeah. But I've had times where it was off in the opposite direction.
Same.
And I'm like, you've been lying, pumping my head up. So I do know that like certain credit card companies, they will give you free credit checks through Experian and shit with your, you know, since you have a credit card account with them. And
yeah,
it's a
Experian and Credit Karma.
It's a no income, It's a no impact credit check. So they will give you a more accurate score without the impact of doing a hard credit check. But theirs is more accurate.
Good.
So, yeah, maybe if you're working on your credit, fucking look at your score through those instead of credit. I mean, Credit Karma is still a good idea. And I do like that you can dispute any incorrect shit through their website.
Now you have to do it one at a time, though. You used to be able to go through and dispute all of them.
Yeah.
They make you do it one at a time now. And when that one is decided, then you can do another one.
What's that about?
It's new.
Why do they do that, I wonder?
I think it's dumb.
That is dumb. So you have to wait for the results from that before you can dispute something else?
You can only do one at a time.
No, because in the meantime, I'm suffering for some shit that could be inaccurate.
Yep, one at a fucking time.
Oh, no. Yeah. I don't like that.
I know. It's new within the last few months, six months.
Because it wasn't like that when I disputed some shit. And I don't like that.
It wasn't like that when you first told us about it. Because I was able to go on and
select multiple things. Yeah.
Not that there was hella, but I was able to do more than one at a time.
Yeah.
So I went on for someone recently and they had two things that I needed to. And it was like you can only do one at a time.
Weird.
Dumb.
Well, I mean, there's other ways to dispute shit. You can always send a letter. You can get pre-written letters anywhere. I still have the credit repair books if you guys want those. And they have sample letters in them that you can modify to your situation.
Cool.
Send them to the credit report to Equifax, TransUnion, and what's the other one? Whoever.
It's not Experian.
Experian.
Is it?
Yeah. And you send the letter direct and then they get on it and you can call their 800 number and follow up.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, you don't have to go through Credit Karma.
Good to know, everybody.
Yeah, your credit is so important, dude. Like, Stinker's credit is better than mine. Like, his is so fucking high because I got on that shit. Like, as soon as he hit, like, 18, I got on that shit. And you're really setting your kids up for success by doing that because, like I said before, I was late in adulthood when I realized how important credit was. And by that point, I kind of was careless with it and fucked a lot of shit up. So it took me a minute. Plus, after my divorce and I had a foreclosure, I had a repo from a car. Yeah. I had to wait 7 years for a lot of that shit to fall off. And then you got to rebuild it.
Yeah.
Because having no credit after all that,
yep.
having no credit is worse than having bad credit, believe it or not.
Yeah, it's so dumb.
A ghost, they will not even fuck with you because it's just, it's so suspect.
Yeah,
but if you have bad credit, at least they can see a history, a timeline, all that type of shit. Like, you do not want to be a ghost. So avoid bankruptcy at all costs.
Yep. Don't turn 18 and get hella credit cards and think it's free money.
And just think that disappears. No, you're fucking yourself for decades to come. Yeah.
Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah. Speaking of selecting multiple things at a time, I was in Walmart the other day. It was embarrassing. I think it was just me and Peas together that time because I've gone a couple times in the last week. But when I say I had to get like 12 different constipation remedy supplement juices, fucking medicines, supplements. I mean,
from prune juice to Dulcolax.
To chews to fiber to fucking the other one called Sepa. What is it? There's another one, Sepacote. I'm probably making shit up.
Senecot,
Sepacote. What, bitch? What's that? That I had to get. I got so much shit. I know the cashier was like, damn, bitch, you got a lot going on.
You're like, I have a hot date later.
No, my ribs fucking hurt, bitch. It was the same. And I'm complaining. And I'm like, it's not from me taking swigs of Pepto anymore. Now I think my meds are doing this. and I'm going to have to talk to my doctor because I'm not going to keep going through this. I have started taking fiber every day.
Good.
Fiber caplets.
And Miralax. You should probably do that.
But I'm okay for right now, but
even
I'm not
softener like Colace you could take every day.
Yep. I have all that shit. When I say I have all like
everything
within reach in my bathroom, like
it's
I have
all on your nightstand.
Yeah. Like God, cause I'm not going to let that keep happening. The pain and the sickness, like my appetite be gone. My ribs hurt. I'm fucked
when
up.
You move a certain way. The
oh
shit
my God.
Hurts.
I have an attitude. It's just the discomfort. It's so fucked Bloated. Up. It's so fucked up. I'm not letting it happen again. So like I'm 80 years old, I'm taking fiber every day. I read the instructions because I wanted to know how many grams of fiber were in each caplet. It says you can take 5 pills up to 4 times a day.
God damn.
Go to fucking hell. I'm not taking 20 caplets of fiber a day. I'm not. But it's like, make sure you build up to this point. Don't just start, you know, at that dose right away.
Or you want to have diarrhea.
They're like, your body has to get used to it. So I've been taking 2 in the morning and 2 at night. And then I'll increase to 3 in the morning and 3 at night.
Yeah.
But I'm just not letting myself fucking get fucked up again.
It's easier to prevent it than it is to like play catch up after it happens.
And remedy it once it happens.
And then you got a hemorrhoid on top of it.
Yeah, great times.
That's fucking horrible.
And then you are in a line of work where someone could see that. And you have to like push it in or like, what do you do? What do you do? Life be playing these games. It's so fucking
let me tell y'all, any of you that are fucking pregnant, that shit could happen during labor too.
Yeah, it's really fucking scary and disgusting.
Anytime you're bearing down with pressure, it can happen.
Yeah.
The good thing is majority of them go away on their own, you know?
Yeah.
Because.
Do they?
They suck back in.
It's so ridiculous.
Like, why would you make a body that did that, though?
We're fucking aliens, and I'm tired of it. Our bodies do the weirdest shit, and I'm fucking tired
why?
Of it.
Why? What is the point of you now making my butthole have a hemorrhoid?
Why?
Why?
It's betrayal. It's betrayal. Why are you giving people one more thing to deal with?
Because it's so stupid.
Because if you're straining, you're already going through something.
So why would you punish them?
Add to it and fucking be like, here. Deal with that too.
Have fun sitting down after you fucking have been straining to shit for 30 minutes
and probably couldn't even go. Here, deal with that on top of it at the same time. That's so fucking rude. So fucking disrespectful and rude. I don't wish that on anybody, and I hope I never deal with it.
That shit would fucking suck.
Fuck that. New users, new listeners, welcome. Listen. Welcome. We're going to announce it again. We're going to keep announcing it.
Until it stops.
Yeah.
Because it's still happening. If you have to pause your Patreon membership or cancel it.
Or if you're you're going to join, you're thinking about joining.
And you have an iPhone. Do not go to the Patreon app and
subscribe
start
there.
A membership there.
Go on your little Safari on your phone that's in your hand. You don't got to get on a computer. They Patreon. Will charge you. Not only, I don't think we even mentioned this the last time we warned you. Not only will they charge you this 30% fucking Apple fee that no one sees any of.
If you go through the Patreon iOS app to start a membership. Join. Yes.
You can listen from that, but you have to join from your web browser first. What I was going to say was if you join through the app, they're going to charge you this 30%, but they're also, it's not a one-time thing. You get that 30% every time it renews. We're not doing that.
Does it?
Yes.
Oh, bitch.
We don't get it. Patreon don't get it. Guess who gets it?
Apple.
No, we're not fucking doing that. We don't want them to gouge our fucking listeners. So what you do, you sign up on Safari and then you can listen from the app.
Yeah, then download the app. Yes,
and use it only for listening because that's insane and it's fucking rude. And yeah, no.
You think about it. Fucking goddamn, let's say you pay $90 for something.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to charge you $30 on damn near on top of it.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Don't.
Don't do it.
Sign up through the app.
Yeah. And then just log in with your login after you sign up on Safari and fucking listen from there.
Yeah. You go to patreon.com, you join.
Yeah.
Then once you've already entered your card info and all that, then go download the fucking app.
Because also the renewal, like you're fucking pushing it, bitch. Like not only is it just the one time.
You're greedy.
It's every time it renews. Don't play with people like that. We don't.
And Apple gets the money like they're so poor.
Right. Because you need that. You're so desperate for that to keep you going. Oh, God.
It's
I'm
really
sick of
fucked
it.
Up. It's so angering. And we keep seeing it happening.
Yeah. In different ways.
Yeah.
They're very sneaky.
Yeah. So. Protect yourself. Don't do it through the app.
Yes.
You want to start writing?
Yeah, I was just pulling some up now. Okay. I had some gross shit to talk about with Kanye because he's really fucking pushing it. He's
really the daughter shit?
Just his love and dick sucking of Diddy right now. Like, knock it the fuck off.
What's going on?
I don't know what it is, but the latest thing that pushed me over the edge was him, and I loved Kanye, but like him fucking, he posted on Twitter or something. I just saw it. Damn, we all know somebody that's like hit a bitch, but why is everybody so mad at Diddy? Don't quote me. It's not verbatim, but in those words, that's the gist of it. Basically, we all know somebody who's beat up a bitch, but why y'all so mad at Diddy? For beating up a bitch, and you're a father of daughters, you fucking piece of shit. Like, get your motherfucking mental health under control.
I don't even think this is mental health anymore. This is just like,
do you think it's not? I feel like it is. Like, I hope it is.
Yeah, I hope it is. But yeah. I honestly feel like he does and says whatever at this point for some shock attention.
That the grandiosity, the fucking delusions of grandeur, all that, that's all part of mental illness. That's part of my mental illness. I suffer from that sometimes. I would identify it in people and I would give them some grace because I know I've been there and I've experienced shit like that and look back and been hell of embarrassed. So I hold out like some hope that that's what's going on, like with the outrageous shit. But it's just like, dude, get it together.
For real.
Because in a minute, I'm not going to fuck with you ever.
Like, you're doing way and too much nitrous. And you're going to be so sad bitch.
That I don't fuck with right. you anymore.
Because do you not know who I am?
Do you know who I am? You're going to be so sad if I don't fuck with you anymore, Kanye.
Right.
No, for real, though. It's pissing me the fuck off. I've about had it.
I'm like.
And then I think about your daughter who has a fucking tattoo of him. Like, you know, like.
The fucking bear.
Yeah. Like. It might need to get covered. Like, I don't know. God,
yeah.
Yeah.
You're
pushing it. You're really fucking pushing it.
Yeah.
I don't know. But fuck him.
Like, where's your wife, man?
Yeah. Probably being a sub. I feel like that's what their dynamic is. And I'm not against that, obviously. I love that.
I'm not either. But at some point, bitch, fucking step out.
There's
that
no
role.
One that could reel him in. That's the thing. Like, no, not even saying it should be her, but just I feel like there's no one that can reel him in. Like, you know, family member wise or whatever. I don't think his dad is in a position that could reel him in. I don't think anyone can.
Who does he respect enough? Like, because honestly.
Did he, apparently.
Because where did that
know.
Come from?
I don't know. They were into it, threatening each other and shit at one point. Like, he posted the text messages of him telling him, drop the location, pull up. They were threatening
That's
each other.
That's what I mean. I feel like.
And then
like...
now it's like, because you want to go against what the media and everything is doing to him now, you're now sucking his dick every day? Like, I don't
That's
know.
That's why I feel like it's whatever is like the most vile thing mm-hmm. is what he rides for.
It's a strategy. It's yeah. Like, yeah, it's yeah. Like, he doesn't like really believe it. He's just yes. doing it to go against the norm.
Yeah, and I'm not excusing him because yeah. at this point, it's like, you're fucking gross, dude. Like,
yeah.
There's so many victims.
Right.
And you have a daughter. And
multiple.
They're gonna Yeah, and they're yeah. going to grow up. And the internet's forever, bro.
I know. You have this footprint now that's like, remember your dad was doing this? Like,
dude.
Don't do that to your kids.
Your mom's over here doing this.
Yeah.
And now Jesus your dad's Christ. Over here doing this.
Yeah. Those babies.
God damn.
All right. I'll do some write-ins. These will be happier.
We hope.
I hope. I know. You never know. Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. You want me to start?
Yeah.
Okay. I wanted to send a shout out to my best friend, my bish, as we say, Leslie. I've known her since sixth grade, and we are now 30 years old. Mm. I originally wanted to shout you out for your birthday, but you know how it's been being a new mom and everything else in between. I love you so much. I miss you, but I know life is busy, as you also recently added baby boy Eduardo to Aww. Your little family. A baby named Eduardo. Hella That's cute. I hope you know I appreciate you so much. I know I can be bad at showing it, bad at texting back, but if you call me, you know I'll answer. I wanted to remind you that you're amazing, and when I have felt my lowest, you have came and pulled me out of it without even knowing. Oh, You truly are my yellow, my sunflower, my golden retriever to my black cat.
Oh, I love it.
I hope you hear this on a random day and it makes you smile or makes your day better. To more life, memories, and true friendship. Love, Kitty. I love
the nickname Kitty.
Leslie and Kitty. I love that. That's very sweet.
Very sweet. Happy birthday. And congratulations on baby.
Eduardo. Yes. Wait, this wasn't a birthday.
Was?
No, it was a shout out.
Oh, I thought it was a birthday. I thought it was
but
a birthday.
But happy birthday anyway.
I mean, we all have them.
Yeah. Doesn't have to be when you were born.
And was it just because I love you?
Yes. Isn't that sweet? And I hope you hear this on a random
it's even
day.
Sweeter.
That made it sweeter, I think.
Very much.
Unprompted.
Good job, Kitty.
Unprompted love.
Yeah.
That's a lot. Yeah.
Oh, without reason.
Yeah. Okay. Hello. Honestly, I do not even know how I found y'all. Started listening to this podcast.
Same.
But it's been close to 2 years now, and having listened to every episode, I am deep in a parasocial delulu where I feel like I know you gals.
You do.
You do. Anyway, I need some advice or your take on what I'm thinking. I have ran this idea past my mom, my best girlfriend, my therapist, my sister and childhood friends, and my 5-year-old nephew. He did not want to hear it.
I love that one.
I want to know his reaction first. Okay. And none of the responses have been what I was hoping for. Perhaps aww, where you ladies come in. So back in October, I started a dream job in an environment that quickly revealed itself to be incredibly toxic. Like the most messed up high school age like behavior I've ever seen. And most of it came from my direct supervisor. This is a fucking nightmare. I'm sorry. That's the worst. I tried to make it work for about 10 weeks. And then I had an interaction with my boss that was just beyond immature. And I bounced on the job.
Good.
Good. It's been 3 months. And I swear I'm having weekly dreams about this woman. Mostly just me calling her a dumb bitch and my anger at how everything went down does come to mind more often than I'd like it to. I'm not a generally vengeful person, and I think I'm just struggling with the fact that someone so horrible created an intolerable situation for me. I would be a little bitter about that too. And ruined your
dream job.
Yeah, I would be fucking bitter about that.
It would bug me probably 3 months later.
Yeah. So I want to send this bitch an anonymous card full of glitter. I've read about that before. And I thought...
You can do dicks. Glitter dicks.
As much as I hate fucking glitter, me personally...
Can you imagine opening something you think is like business mail?
Imagine you hear this. And it's me. In sweatpants. In your front yard.
Covered in glitter. In your, a shiny, angry...
In glitter and a frown in your front yard in the middle of the night, ready to go
with
ones.
With boxing gloves.
Bare knuckle ones in the grass late at night after I fucking open that.
All sparkly.
Oh my God. Okay. I feel like that will give me closure, but the wise counsel of everyone listed above was to not do it. Damn, even the nephew said don't do it?
Because I'm like, do it.
I get that it's not nice, but is it going too far?
No.
I don't think it's going too far.
It's not.
You ruined
my anybody.
Dream. It's not. It's not. It's a victimless crime.
Thank you. What's the worst that's going to happen? She'll have a mess to clean up.
Yeah. It's a victimless crime. It's not physically hurting anybody.
I would take it one step further. I would order.
I would put poop in it.
Well, I was going to say that.
Shards of glass.
I would do. You know how you can hire a singing telegram, someone to come to your door and sing? I would hire one of those that threw the handfuls of glitter in her fucking hair.
Yeah. Could you imagine? Oh, you would see me on the news.
But nobody's getting hurt from a card full of glitter.
Right. Right. Should I just make the glitter card and put it in the mailbox without an address to try and trick myself into thinking I did it? That's not a bad idea because you can... The act of putting it in, you know what I mean? You can maybe trick your brain the way I'd be tricking myself to go to sleep.
I say do it.
Should I just send it off?
Yep.
Should I go the opposite route and send an anonymous coffee gift card? Fuck no.
For what?
Do not buy that bitch coffee. Just to put something good out. I get the logic. You're putting something good out. You're going to get good in return. It's just better karmic energy wise. I get that.
Listen, I do so much good karmic wise. I'm not tooting my own horn. I'm not at all. But fucked up shit still happens.
Yeah.
So listen, send the bitch the fucking card.
Should I get over it and not do anything? What would y'all do? I appreciate your thoughts. Hope you and yours are doing well. Free Palestine, a loyal listener from Alberta, Canada.
We love you.
I love you. And I would do it. And I'm back on my mean shit. And y'all have had nice Pat for long enough. But like even my niece the other day, she was like, I love being mean. Like it's time for you to be mean again. I love being mean.
As long as it's not fucking mean girl, like bully shit.
Unprovoked.
Fuck
Yeah. No, I say send it.
And listen, I'm always...
You could do far worse. Trust me. This is on the scale. This is not something bad.
And you guys know I'd be the voice of reason.
Yeah.
I say do it.
Because it's not something you're going to think about later and feel guilty for.
It's not going to damage property.
It's a gesture.
It's not going to damage a person. It's fucking glitter. It's going to make you feel better. She ruined your dream job.
Yeah. Make sure it's that super ultra fine glitter too that just like is so hard to get up.
Multiple kinds of glitter.
Yeah. Yeah, just do it. Fuck that bitch. You left a job because of that bitch. Fuck that bitch.
And you're thinking about it 3 months later.
Yeah, like, you're bothered. She deserves to be bothered.
Yes.
Inconvenienced.
And that's the worst that's going to happen is inconvenience.
Yeah.
Not harm.
I say do it. Do it and tell us about it.
Yeah, there's no harm. I say do it. I'm ready. We have a write-in that's really long. I haven't previewed it. Should I read it?
You said it's really long, but is it like sad or you don't know?
Let me scan real quick.
Because I have one that I'm itching to read.
It looks like maybe relationship.
Okay. The fucking cat sounds like a child.
Help.
You hear it? Sounds like a child's voice. Fucking weird ass animals.
Are you going to read it? You want to read yours?
Yeah.
I'm thinking.
I'll read this and then, I don't know, you can decide on that one or okay. What. Hey, Thea, Crystal, and Pat. I'm Thea Pat. I had to write in again because my sister has once again solidified her title as the agent of chaos.
I love her. I already know.
I love her already.
Love her.
So picture this. My sister and I are at the funeral home handling paperwork for our mom's services. The director asks if we'd like to see her, and of course, I say yes. We get led into the chapel, and the second I see my mom, I just break down. It's been 2 weeks since she passed, and I'm deep in my grief, crying, taking in the moment. Then, out of nowhere, I hear giggling. I wipe my teary eyes, turn to my sister, and ask her what the hell she's laughing at a time like this. And with all the confidence in the world, she says, "Remember when mom's dentures shuffled in her mouth while she was yelling? That was that was funny." Like, ma'am, our mother is right there, and this is what you're thinking about.
I love her so much.
I do too. Mind you, it's just the two of us in the chapel, so her laughter is echoing.
Perfect.
The funeral director came back to check on us twice, probably wondering what the hell was going on. And as if that wasn't enough, my sister casually tells our dead mother she looks good, like she's complimenting her outfit before a night out. I'm honestly shocked she didn't go full Carolyn and start poking our mom's defrosted body just to see if she'd jiggle. Anyways, thanks for letting me share yet another chaotic sibling moment. My mom would have loved how absolutely ridiculous this all was. P.S. She got the damn peacock picture.
Yes, that's the what update I needed. Know.
Yes, she got it.
Good for her.
Please send us a picture in the chat. Please, we need to see it. Yes. If you haven't already, please.
Preferably a picture of her with
the picture. Beside the picture, yes. Okay, love you guys and the HD family. I have more to tell you, and this isn't the half of it. Love and so much dysfunction, Roman.
Oh, Roman.
We love you, Roman.
And you tell Tanya we love her.
And I read that Tanya's really good at pool, and I fucking love that. I talk about how much I love pool. I would love to play with Tanya. I just fucking, it's great.
I love Tanya because she doesn't give a fuck.
She don't give a fuck, and that's how we need to move through life.
And that's why she hits you with that crucifix in the middle of the night.
Yes.
You probably pissed her off. And she just
says and just lives her life how she pleases. And she would probably send that glitter. So
Tanya would for sure send the glitter.
Do what Tanya would do. And send fucking the glitter. Send that fucking glitter.
Okay.
Okay, I think I have it. Because it's apologizing to me. Is that the one?
No,
but it's super long.
This is like 6-7 screenshots.
I mean,
yes, it is apologizing. You want to read it? It's long.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, good, because fucking I don't think I can get through it right
now. Okay. Hello, my beautiful Theas. Today I'm writing in for some advice. Forewarning, I'm adding lots of details for Crystal, so it's going to be super long, and I apologize ahead of time, Pat.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for the apology.
Thank you for the details.
Here it is. So back in February of 2023, I started dating my high school sweetheart again. That's cute.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout the time between high school, 2014, and 2023, we stayed friends as long as neither of us were in a relationship. We're pretty good at being friends over socials. It was just that when we linked up in person, we had a tendency to fuck. Well, I like that you guys
know that.
Yeah. And you only maintained the friendship while you were single.
Yeah. So that's very respectful.
Yeah. Respectful. I don't know what it was, but that was just us. Well, Beginning of 23, she had told me she wanted to take a trip, so I suggested she come visit me as friends because at the time I'd moved out of state. Well, February rolls around, I pick her up from the airport, and needless to say, we end up fucking. By the end of the trip, the vibes were there and we was all in love or whatever. Well, in true U-Haul lesbian fashion, she proposed to me 3 months later. Of course she did. 3 months later in May of 23, and moved my son and I out of our state and back into our home state by the end of June. Everything's going great, right? Our agreement was she'd work. She makes really good money in construction. I love that, a fucking provider. Where's my provider, lesbian? Where are you at? Okay. For Home Depot also, that's the first thing that came to mind. Where's my fucking provider, lesbian? All right.
Bitch.
And I'd stay home and take care of the house, my son, etc. Mind you, her mom was a stay-at-home mom with severe OCD. Mm. So she had already had some kind of idea what that's supposed to look like, which is all fine and dandy. But I grew up in a house of many kids, and her house was a family of 4, 2 kids, 2 parents. My parents were on and off tweakers. Her mom's always been very straight edge, and her dad drank. So very different upbringings. I was the youngest of 5 for 9 years and eventually ended up being right in the middle of 8 kids between both of my parents who were separated as well. She was the oldest to just her and her little brother. But not only was my family big, we were also, quote, the house to be at. We constantly had friends and cousins over. Our house was never quiet. Her mom hates having friends over to this day. But my parents didn't allow us to stay the night anywhere else. I love that. Mm-hmm. I don't want my kids staying anywhere else. I even be scared sometimes with them here. Like, just no offense to anybody, but just like out of my house. Like, I don't like it. It makes me fucking nervous.
Yeah.
More so since I've been watching Signs of a Psychopath. But okay, let me get back.
I fucking get it 100%.
That's why any and everyone was allowed at ours. It was the compromise, and I love that.
I would much rather everyone fucking be at my house.
Yeah. Both of my parents worked full-time jobs, and I was left with my older siblings 80% of the time, who were also just teenagers, not parents. I say all this to show the difference in the dynamics of our households, because when it came time to being a stay-at-home mom, she didn't think I was doing enough. Waking up with her at 5 a.m. to pack her lunch for work, walking 1.5 miles each way to get to and from school, doing all 3 of our laundry, having dinner ready, house clean by the time she got home, not enough. Mm. I'm confused. Why is that not enough? Because that's a lot. That's a job. Mm. That's a job in itself.
Mm-hmm.
My clean wasn't her clean. She wanted the spit splatters cleaned off of the soap dispenser. Okay, it's me. I'm like this. The amount of times a week I go off about spit splatters on soap dispensers or on the backsplash in the bathroom. I go nuts, but okay. The soap dispenser toothbrush holder in the bathroom daily. Yeah, I'm psycho about that. I'm sorry. Wanted everything to sparkle by the time she got home. Pause. Was her mom the one with OCD? Her mom was the stay-at-home mom with OCD?
I think, yeah, the construction worker girlfriend.
Yes, that might be why she's like this.
Bill.
Because we grew up with caregivers that were OCD about certain towels, certain things.
Grandpa.
And it's playing out into my life. I am a sergeant, a drill sergeant when it comes to certain things being clean.
Yep.
So try not to take it out on her because that's how she was brought up. Okay. You know that, though.
For sure.
Which was whatever to me. The only reason it bugged me a bit was because she never cleaned that way. Her mom did, of course, but not her, you know. Prior to us living together, she lived with her mom who cleaned her room for her and did her laundry, packed her lunch, everything. I don't know. Being the baby, I was never forced to clean the way my older siblings were. They were beat if there was dust after my dad swiped his finger along the countertop. Like beat.
Mm-mm.
I'm sorry. By the time I came around, I'm 8 years younger than the youngest of my 4 older siblings. My parents were super relaxed on me cleaning being that they had four teenagers mm-hmm. helping take care of the household chores and whatnot. On the other hand, her mom had the two of them cleaning at like 5 or 6. Whatever, you know, I learned to clean eventually, but I've never been the type to obsess over a clean space. So living together was definitely groundbreaking for us. We began to see parts of each other we'd never seen before, and I think that shook us a bit. Yeah, living together changes a lot.
That's why I'm all for living together before getting married. All.
Or being together and never living together.
That too.
That sounds great to me because I obsess over things like this, and living together is not just the passion and fun of fucking. Now it's like day-to-day life things. It's not fun anymore. Let's be separate and have passionate whatever visits.
Get apartments next door.
Yeah, a duplex would be great for you guys.
At least I think what would be great is if you do obviously live together, make sure you have your own bedroom.
Yeah,
I think
maybe that would alleviate some of that
for
too.
Sure.
Okay. We began to see parts of each other we'd never seen before, and I think that shook us a bit. I think her being the only income really took a toll on her too. And towards Definitely. The end of our relationship, she did encourage me to get a job, so I tried looking for one. Mind you, I have no car, and I'm in a completely new area of my home state. Since we didn't want to move back to our hometown, that's ghetto as fuck. So I was trying to find a job where not only I could walk to it, but I could be off on time to get my son from school, and that I could also be off on the weekends, since that was really the only time the three of us had to spend without school or work in the way. Well, I couldn't find a job with the schedule I wanted, and I think she started resenting me for it. I don't know.
Probably.
Tax time comes around, and since I'm not working, she claims my son and I both as dependents and receives back $10,000. Cool, right? Paid off two of my credit cards and all of hers. Okay. And that was that. Well, we end up breaking up in August of 24, after we just moved into a new apartment.
$10,000's a lot to get back.
With a year-long lease. I had no job, no money saved, nothing. So, of course, I had nothing to contribute to the fees from the lease being broken. Understandable, right? Wrong. We went from August to January without speaking a single word to each other. Wait, are y'all still living there?
It doesn't seem like it.
Because they couldn't break the lease. They didn't have the money to break the lease. Okay.
She had no money to contribute, I think.
Okay, So the other one paid it.
Yeah.
Okay, and then she hit me up randomly. We started talking and fucking, then insert rolling eyes emoji. Again, and we have been since. Well, I asked her to claim my son on her taxes again because I hadn't gotten a job, so I couldn't file. She agrees, but she doesn't do her taxes. Her mommy does. The same mommy that hates me. Literally texting my ex saying she only wants to use you to spend your money on her and her stupid son. Bitch, see, now you're doing too much. After she had been blowing her up the whole time she was with me, jealous ex style, seriously. Pause. It sounds like your ex, whatever they are, your friend, your bestie, was pillow talking to their mom.
It sounds like a boy mom situation, what we call boy mom.
Yeah, but her mom is very much involved in a negative way, so I feel like she was fed some shit to get her in that mindset.
Of course.
Okay. Now, this pissed me off because, one, my son is very intelligent, a little bratty, and can have attitude problems totally, but stupid, never. And two, because my son loves her mom. Her mom was a grandma figure to him during the duration of our relationship. I didn't speak to my own mom. He's innocent to all of this adult drama, so why the fuck bring him in it like that? She's a dumb bitch. And I read this message with my own eyes because I was using her phone for Apple Pay at that moment, and the message popped up with my name in it. So who wouldn't be curious, right? Right. I'd have read that shit. I didn't hold it against my ex, though. You kind of should have, a little bit. because it was her mom who said it. So what could she have done about it? I don't know. Anyways, mommy dearest goes to her tax person and lets my ex know, quote, because she didn't work as much this year, she'll only be receiving $3,200 back. Now, when I read this, my immediate thought was bull fucking shit. There's no way you worked that much less than the year before to where it dropped $7,000. Like the math ain't fucking mathing. Yeah, it sounds like she didn't claim childcare and shit. But did I say that? No. I responded, okay, send me a screenshot of the deposit when it hits your bank with a heart and everything. That seemed reasonable in my head. I wasn't arguing, being accusatory, nothing. I just asked for the proof. Absolutely not reasonable for her. She goes off on me. Talking about in just the past few months we've been talking, she spent $3,000 on my son and I, not to mention the $4,000 in bills that she'd cover every month when she was taking care of us while we were living together. She couldn't fathom that I had the audacity to question her. She got her mama in her ear.
And I would be like, you wouldn't have even got that money back if it wasn't for my son and the child tax credit.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Right. That counts for something. Yeah. She couldn't fathom that I had the audacity to question her. Goes further to say that I've only been here for the money and I've been the one playing this whole time. She even started penny pinching, talking about, quote, we just went to eat with your friend. That tab was over $200. Did I ever see the money from your friend? No, which is absolutely true because I totally forgot. Wait, I just fucking scrolled out the way. Sounds like there's some resentment.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, where was I? Sorry.
It's okay.
Which is absolutely true because I totally forgot to send it to her. It was still in my Cash App. Also brought up how she paid for my car. That was $400. And how she feels every time she wants to see me, she has to buy a hotel. Which I replied, no, you can see me anytime. You trying to fuck and I'm too grown and big to be fucking in the car, man. Neither of us got tint and I got anxiety like a motherfucker. All I need is to be caught in fucking public. I would just about die. I ended up sending her $560. $30 was for my friend's meal. The tab was expensive because she ordered two dishes for herself. Damn. These details are killing me. Okay, breaks down that trip, the car money, and all that. Okay, but I'm not a materialistic person or a gold digger or anything like that. The money is not what attracted me to her. It was our bond. The way we got along, her personality, and how we'd always been such good friends, so on and so forth. So for her to be what felt like her just dragging my name through the mud really hurt my heart. Yeah. I just told her to keep all the money and delete my number because how dare you? She paid the bills, but that was the arrangement. It does sound like she was very generous paying for a lot of shit. So, you know, that builds resentment over time. And without going into all these other details, I'm just going to say, don't let nobody be the sole provider.
No.
Don't. And I'm going to tell you just like I would tell my kids, like I do tell my kids.
You always have a part-time job or something.
You always have your own money because this shit happens. You know what I'm saying? And you don't want to depend on nobody or have yourself in a situation where they could throw some shit in your face.
Yes.
You need to have your own money. I don't give a fuck. I don't care what. I don't care if you work two days a week at a job because the schedule can't match your partner's. Do something. Do something so that you have some kind of money so you're not in this kind of situation. Yep. All right. Without going into all those details, but I guess the advice I need is more so validation. Was I wrong for asking for a screenshot? Her mom paid for the apartment fees when we canceled. Yeah, the mom is mad. The mom is mad that she had to come out of pocket, that she feels like her kid is being used. I'm sure it was about $4,000. So the mom paid $4,000 to break that fucking lease for y'all. I'm thinking she's just paying herself back with the taxes, which is whatever, because just say that, right? Don't lie because now you look suspicious, right? Or am I tripping? I might be. I just need to hear it from someone who ain't her. I would say maybe they just didn't claim hella credits to get money back so that it was less to give to you.
Or the mama did get her $4,000 back, I mean, I can't be mad at that.
Be honest.
Absolutely, yeah. Be honest.
Because why not? Be honest. If you came off $4,000, say, I'm taking my $4,000. Yes. Y'all are finna split this $3,200 or whatever. That makes more sense, right? Do the math. Sure. Okay, sorry this was so long. I'm just stuck and confused. I really don't want to talk to any of my friends because none of them approved of us talking again in the first place.
That says something.
I'm not trying to hear, I told you so, bitch. And I love you guys so much. Thank you again for creating this safe space for those of us who relate to so much to y'all. I love it, and I can't wait to hear your feedback. As always, free Palestine, Congo, Hawaii, and all of those being currently oppressed. We love you. I enjoyed most of that.
Thank you for the details.
Crystal loves the details. It could have been either way. I think the mom probably did, because doing the math, that's what you would have got back the year before. So she probably took her money.
She probably took it.
But just say that. But also, like, I don't want this to ruin your friendship.
But I think that her saying that all of her friends and the people in her life didn't want them to get back together in the first place.
Yeah, true.
That's the fucking red flag.
If you have to hide something, or if then you know you're doing wrong. Yes. If you can't tell people about it, shout it from the rooftops, maybe you shouldn't. Maybe there's reasons you shouldn't do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And let this be a learning lesson for next relationship. I don't care if somebody
listen to us now
is like, I love you. I want to take care of you. I want to pay for everything.
I don't care if you don't spend a dime of your money that you earn. You better be earning it and putting it somewhere. Yes. Stacking it so that you have it. Don't let nobody. It's just a control thing. Like, just don't.
Don't.
And resentment. There's too much potential for resentment and like weird feelings to come about.
Yes. Be like, no, I want to at least pay for a bill or two. Like,
so then
you can contribute. They can't,
you know, bring it up like you never helped with. When my provider, construction worker, lesbian comes, I'm going to tell her I still earn money.
Right.
Girl.
I have my own money.
I'm going to put it to the side, though, and I'm going to pay for shit sometimes. And
you can pay for everything in the house. I'll buy us dinner.
I'll surprise you every now and then with something, just because I don't want shit thrown in my fucking face ever.
And I think your lesbian construction worker
and I'm gonna let her claim
fine
us.
With that.
She's going to be fine with it.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell her mom.
If you stay out of this, Cheryl.
Listen, Cheryl. Listen.
You get off you our let backs. Us,
I don't care if you do taxes, bitch. We're going to H&R Block.
Not you.
And we're going to figure this shit out.
Neutral third party.
Yes.
Not Cheryl's taxes. Yes.
And I hope you guys can still be friends. And it's not fucked up.
No, they can't, because they're going to fuck.
Well, you got to put it out there. Girl, if you want to be fucking me, you can't get mad that we need somewhere to do it.
Do you want to fuck me or not?
Or not. Save up. When you're comfortable spending the money on a room, let me know. When I get the money together to do it, I'll pay for it sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And let us know.
Even the best intentioned people, money will be an issue.
Yeah, it will. Even if it takes a long time for it to be an issue, it will eventually come up in some way.
Definitely.
Trust me on that.
Definitely. Especially if one person's looking at it like this is such an uneven dynamic.
Yeah. And might have a mother or someone in their ear that's making them look like you have bad intentions when you don't. People can you know, get in your ear and make you think a certain way sometimes.
And that's the other thing.
You don't want that to happen, them to have the opportunity to do that.
No. If you want your marriage, your relationship to work, you don't share the fucking bad shit with the people that love you.
Yeah.
Especially if you're not leaving that person. Don't do it. Don't invite other people into your marriage/relationship unless you want their opinions for the rest of that relationship.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's what happens. Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right.
I'm hungry.
Rate, review, join our Patreon.
Join the chat. Great time over there. Shout out to everybody new that came.
Yeah. Welcome.
We love you.
Have a good time.
Yes.
Get in the chat. There's all the friends are there.
Yes.
And leave a review on Apple, Spotify.
Share us. Yeah.
YouTube. And I think that's it.
That's it. I got to eat dinner and take my fiber.
I'm hungry. Mm-hmm.
I got fiber to take. I got to eat some dinner first.
Suck it easy.
Go to bed. Oh,